Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Greetings, waifus and husbandos. This is a very impromptu, episode for the Weepcore. Right now, I am recording solo. I was going to record with my girlfriend, but I fell asleep the other night. And then Kat's also very much busy with work and her personal life, so I'm going to record solo. And I'm going to be talking to you all about the latest film, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. I just saw it the other day. And I felt that it was a good thing to talk about here on the podcast. Okay, so let me just go through a basic, like, just synopsis of the film. Like, well, it features a kid. Well,
he's not really a kid.
He's actually, like, 21 in the film. His name's Tim Goodman. And he was an aspiring Pokemon trainer who ended up just really, like, giving up on his dreams and whatnot after the death of his mom. He is called back to Rhyme City, the city where he grew up, after receiving the news that his dad and his dad's Pokemon partner were caught in an accident and are believed to be dead. So he goes back to go and look at his apartment, and it's like you see in the trailers, he's going through the apartment, he's looking through all of his dad's stuff just to, like, collect his stuff, and he encounters Pikachu, who happens to be his dad's partner, Pokemon. And Pikachu is suffering from a big old case of amnesia. And basically the rest of the film is Tim just trying to find out what happened to his dad. Pikachu's also trying to find out the same thing, as well as just what the hell happened to Pikachu, because he has no idea what happened to him. And, yeah. That's the basic synopsis. I don't want to go too much into the detail of the plot. But what did I think of the film? If you've read reviews of the film, the film itself is hands down probably the best video game film we've received thus far. Like, in the history of video game films, you know, your Mortal Kombat, your Lara Croft Tomb Raiders, your Assassin's Creed, everything, it's probably the best video game film that we've received thus far. And one of the prime examples that I would put is just be like, look, these things can be done right. These things can be done right, and this is how much care and planning that should go into a thing like this. One of the things that I read about the film is that the director before production went into place, and he spoke about it during the whole debacle that was the Sonic trailer. He was like, you know, we took a lot of great effort into this. We put a lot of effort into this. There was a lot of pre-production that went into this. You know, we worked on the design of the Pokemon for the longest time prior to us even filming. They were said to have worked on the designs of the Pokemon for about a year before the principal photography even started. So they took a lot of time, because he was like saying, you know, if anything was off about this movie.
Sorry. Oh God, I'm so sorry.
If anything was off, it just would have ruined the film. It just would have made the film very awkward and whatnot. And, yeah. So, there's a lot of care. There's a lot of detail. The landscape is fucking beautiful. Rhyme City has, like, this beautiful feel. And it has very much, at times, a very much noir feel, because it's trying to emulate, it's trying to put like a maybe like a bit of a lighthearted family take on a noir film, on a detective noir film. There's so much comedy, and the chemistry between Justice Smith's Tim Goodman and Ryan Reynolds' Detective Pikachu is just great. Justice Smith, I think, does great at what he needs to, and the female character, Lucy, I think, is great at what she needs to. They're not, like, standout characters. They're not, like... They are the pretty much the protagonists of the film.
Here we go again.
They're pretty much protagonists of the film. But, you know... They're not, like, standout characters. The standout character is definitely Detective Pikachu. Ryan Reynolds' Detective Pikachu has so much going for it. His comedic timing, just everything about the character is... He is the character that carries the film. He is the character that carries the entire film, and in a good way. It's not one of those bad ones. It's honestly a great film. The rest of the human characters aren't the best. They're not the most well-written. They don't have the most depth. It's kind of lackluster. But then again, you get that in a lot of Pokemon films. Like, the animated films.
God darn it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you get that in a lot of Pokemon films. The story... One of the biggest complaints about the story is that the story is not really all that extravagant. It's not really all that deep. But I would argue that... One, Pokemon doesn't do that. Maybe the games do, but a lot of the times the films are very just, like, straightforward films. And the plots are just, you know... what they are. They're not like these big, deep, intricate plots. The games are more so deep and intricate because you have to pretty much go through the ropes and go through everything. Go through all like the subplots and whatnot. But the story is great for what it is. And what it is this is a first attempt. This is very much a first attempt by the director and by the production staff and by the studio to see, okay, can we do this? Can we nail these characters? Can we nail this world? And I think they did a very great job. And if we get a lot more Pokemon films this going forward, based in this universe, which is still the same universe as the anime from what we've heard from the directors... I think this will be great. And yeah, there's pretty much it's pretty much there's that much I can say about the film that I haven't already said, and without going into spoiler territory. It's a great film. It's an excellent film. It's a great family film. I recommend it for anybody. I recommend it for people to go take their kids. I recommend it for Pokemon fans. I felt like a kid again. I honestly did. I felt like a kid again. I felt like a kid again. And I at points, I just sat there and I was like, I wish I was there. I wish that I was in that world. I want to be in that world with Pokemon. I want to have a little Pokemon partner and walk around in Rhyme City and just like look at all the different Pokemon. And it's a fun film. It's going to be a great film for everyone, like, of all ages. The adults that grew up with Pokemon, the kids that are getting into it now since there's still Sun and Moon in all the games and all the new anime. It's great. There's something for anyone to appreciate. And well, that about does it for this episode of the podcast. And if you like what we do around here, please, please, please consider subscribing to, pledging to our Nerdcore Patreon at www.patreon.com/thenerdcore. Consider pledging. We have tiers from $1 to I don't know how much. Something as low as $1 will get you the episodes a day early before everyone else gets to hear them. And, you'd like to find us on our socials, you can find the Weebcore. You can find the Weebcore on Twitter and Instagram at the Weebcore, or you can find us on Facebook as well, www.facebook.com/theweebcore. You can find Kat on Instagram, Twitter, Kitsu, and Twitch at Moonlit Fatale. You can find me on Twitter and Kitsu at Straw Hat underscore Alex. And I think that about does it for this episode of the podcast. We'll come back to you next episode, and I hope you all have a wonderful and joyous day.